Jeez, buttons didn't want to turn on there. James Timberlake.
Morning.
How you doing, man?
Pretty good.
Good.
Pretty good.
Ready for a great day?
Yeah.
All right.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens.
You got to prepare for either.
That's right. No matter what happens, it's going to be a good day.
Well, right? No, there's things that could happen that could make it a bad day.
Okay. All right. Well, that's how you
But that's what I'm saying. You got to prepare for either.
It could always be a worse day.
That's true.
Right? Someone will always tell you a worse story.
Yeah.
You've heard me say that a couple times.
Very true.
Yes. Today is the 29th day of January, James. Tom Selleck, heartthrob actor.
Mm-hmm.
Still got it going on, man. He's 81 today. Oprah Winfrey. He was on Magnum. He was Magnum PI.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That kind of stuff. Bunch of other stuff. Oprah Winfrey today is 72. And on the date book, 1886. Well, let's go back, 1845. Edgar Allan Poe's The Raven is published in the New York Evening Mirror on this date.
That's why they're called the Baltimore Ravens.
Ah. Now that, now you I did know. Not know that.
Now you know.
Wow.
Edgar Allan Poe from Baltimore.
Oh, okay.
Or I think died in Baltimore.
All right.
One of the two.
See, I, but that's why I learned called. Something right off the bat, man. You just nailed me.
There you go.
Right off the bat. 1886, Carl Benz patents the first successful gas engine.
Mm-hmm.
A three-wheel machine, top speed, 10 miles an hour. Bet that was fun.
Yeah, you're speeding.
1900, the American League is organized. 8 baseball teams in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm. And ironically enough, Philadelphia is not in it.
That's right. Yes. Now that you say that.
The National League.
I did, yeah. 1904, the University of Chicago football team receives the first athletic letters on this date.
What does that mean? Oh, like for jackets?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know. I guess they got a letter.
Sure.
If you got a letter, that was a big deal, man. Get a letter. Get an athletic letter. 1936, the first member of the Baseball Hall of Fame, including Ty Cobb and Babe Ruth, are named in Cooperstown, New York on this date. Jeez, one thing after a lot of baseball today. Today is, thank you, Carl Taylor of Cleveland, Ohio. He patented the ice cream cone rolling machine in 1924 on this date. It is Corn Chip Day. I'll have some once in a while, some chili, right?
I like, yeah. Big corn chip guy.
Yeah, okay.
Free doesn't think? Like them.
Well, I'm sure there's somebody. That
yeah, probably.
Free Thinker's Day today.
Sure.
Be a free thinker. Puzzle Day. You like puzzles?
I'm not a huge puzzle guy, but, you know, if I see one sitting on a table, I'll look, I'll take a gander, be like,
really?
Oh, see if I can, fresh eyes on this, let's see if I can grab something. And then it's usually
good
a no.
For you. Not me. I'm like, yeah, there's a puzzle.
Yeah, it's usually no. It's usually no. I'm not getting this down.
Depends what kind of puzzle it is.
Yeah.
Right? If it's the one with the pieces, you know, putting that together.
See, yeah, that's not for me.
Not so much.
I'm okay with like bigger.
You know, I'll
like
do the puzzles with my grandkids.
Yeah.
You know, those are pretty good. You know, those are about 10, 15 pieces.
Square
you know?
Block into square hole. Those will get you going.
Big ones.
Yeah.
Figure them out pretty good. I'm pretty good at that. I had a crack up one day. I remember this. It makes me laugh every time I think of this. My grandson, he says we were putting puzzles together. So I was putting a puzzle together. You know, it's one of those like 10, 15 piece ones. Mm-hmm. You know, it's pretty big. Because, Grandpa, you're pretty good at this. Hey, thanks, man.
That's
I'm going to take that as a supreme compliment right there.
That's what you need to be. If you can just find the one thing that can impress your grandchildren or, you know, like little cousins or stuff.
Exactly.
Then you're like, okay, I've made it.
Yeah. I'm at the pinnacle of it.
Yeah. I've peaked.
You know, we talked about Corn Chip Day.
Mm-hmm.
Remember this when you attend a party this weekend or probably next weekend. Not necessarily this week of the big game. Double dipping, number one food sin.
Really?
Yeah.
That's number one?
Number one. According to a survey, double dipping reigns supreme over food atrocities. It is an atrocity.
I don't have that much of an issue with double. I'll be honest with you. I'm.
Really?
Yeah, I'm just like.
No way, man. If I see somebody double dipping, done. Mm-mm.
I guess it depends on what it is. Like,
not happening.
depends on what they're double dipping, I guess.
That's like, nasty.
Carrot sticks back into ranch is gross.
No.
See, that's gross for me.
Any of that is gross. Okay. So, double dipping is that putting ketchup on pasta. Who does that?
Yeah, I've heard that before.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, I don't know. Order. It looks red like marinara sauce. Well, they're both made from tomatoes, so maybe that's where they're like, hey, what's the difference?
Here's the next one. Ordering steak well done.
Yeah, that one's... I don't know very many people that actually do that. I think we've scared that out of existence.
I don't either. I'm the medium rare kind of guy. Yeah.
I'm same thing.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
I don't get a lot of steak, though. Steak is an event type of meal for me.
Sure. Okay. All right. Yeah, I don't either. Using utensils to eat pizza. Ooh.
I've gone back and forth on that one.
Depends on the pizza.
Yeah, exactly. Right? If it's something that's like
Floppy. Really super gooey, you know, which I do kind of like those. Stacked up, lots of cheese.
Yeah, then you kind of have to.
Right. Eating an ice cream cone with a spoon. Ugh.
An ice cream cone with a spoon?
Eating ice cream out of a cone with a spoon.
That's another one. I don't think I've ever seen anybody do that. Is that a thing that happens?
I guess. I don't know that I've seen that, but if I do, I'd be going, man, come on.
Yeah.
So, double dipping. Don't be doing it. Which state leads the nation in the worst double dipping offenders? Now, I don't know how they do plan
this.
We're
tracking this now?
Yeah, we're tracking this. Three states, top three states.
Florida?
Nope.
Texas. I'm just going to
number
biggest
one.
Ones. Texas? Okay.
Yeah. Biggest double dipping offenders.
What a weird.
I know. Next is New Yorkers.
Okay.
And third, Washington State.
Sure.
Okay.
I'll have to take your word on all of those because I have no idea how they're tracking that.
Okay. Yeah, I don't either. What do you do on that? Hey, Scotch tape. I was using a bunch of Scotch tape yesterday, as a matter of fact. Don't use it very often, but man, I was using a ton of it yesterday. I was kind of doing arts and crafts at my office desk.
As you do. Busy day for Bob.
Scotch tape was introduced to the world 95 years ago this month. Six years earlier, Richard Drew of 3M Company was delivering sample products when he ended up inventing one of the world's most practical items. Noticing that workers painting two-tone cars were having trouble keeping the colors separated along the straight line, so he developed an easy-to-peel glued-back masking tape to ease that job. Then he later expanded the use of the tape by introducing a clear cellophane backing.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And then a tape dispenser with a built-in cutter blade came along about 18 months later.
Cool.
How about that one?
Yeah.
Huh? Long way to being a billionaire, but the Mega Millions jackpot Friday grown to $303 million.
I mean, you can work with that.
Yeah, I can live with that. Here's a story for you. Lottery winner refuses to share money with his family. The question blew up one family after a cousin hit the lottery using dates tied to a long-running family tradition, and suddenly everyone wants the cut. For years, the family had a low-key ritual on grandma's birthday, relatives who would buy lottery tickets using important family dates, birthdays, anniversaries, that sort of thing. Sometimes they played together. Sometimes everyone bought their own. Well, this guy bought his own. He won and said, not sharing it. And everybody's going, we've always, because we have, he bought the ticket.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, you buy the ticket.
It's not in writing.
And it wasn't really. It was kind of a long-standing thing, you know. We kind of wishy-washy, oh, yeah, you know. Oh, they pushed back. They'll probably tie it up in court, and he'll probably spend all those winnings trying to fight that.
What a stupid thing.
I know. NBC Sports announced WNBA player Caitlin Clark's going to be a special contributor to the NBA coverage this season.
Yep. I mean, they're...
Nice. That'll be interesting to see how she does.
They're going to be... The WNBA is going to be in a lockout, it sounds like. So
really?
You got to do something.
Okay. All right. All right, James, a little trivia here. The average American household hangs on to this for about 6 years. What is it? 6 years you're hanging on to this.
Six years.
I hang on to them all the time. They're put away in a shoebox.
In a shoebox?
Yes.
Oh, like cards.
Instruction manuals.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I still have some of mine, too. Honestly, I don't know why.
Well, I've been on occasion. You know, you find something, you pull it out, I know I got this, and almost all of them, you can just Google it, and they have a PDF for it. Okay. The number one thing parents say that kids hate to hear the most is what?
Wait, say it one more time.
The number one parents saying that kids hate to hear.
I'm disappointed.
Okay, that's a good one. No, money doesn't grow on trees.
That one's not as bad as I'm disappointed in you. That one cuts right to the heart. If you hear that from your parent. And they mean it. They're not just saying it, you know, if you do something stupid and they tell you, disappointed in you. That one sucks.
Okay, all right.
Remember that, parents and kids.
Okay, good one. A little advice there, a little parental unit advice from James.
I'm James Timberlake.
James, a league is a unit of distance.
Yeah.
Right?
20,000 leagues under the sea.
20,000 leagues under the sea. What is a league equal to in miles?
Ooh, you're going to learn something new here, James.
Yeah.
Is that one that's used a lot, I guess? I don't really know.
Well, I don't. Honestly, probably in the nautical world, you know, probably is. A league is a unit of distance equal to how many miles?
I have no idea.
Just a good guess.
30.
Close. Yeah, they're one of the numbers, right? 3.
Oh, okay.
3 miles. So, you know, 20,000 leagues into the sea.
I'm doing the math right now. 60,000 miles under the sea.
You didn't use a calculator for that,
no,
did you, James?
No, of course I did. I can't see that in my head right off the top of my head.
Three
times two, I get it, but I wasn't thinking about that.
Oh, man.
I wasn't thinking about 20,000.
Okay. All right, James. That's all right. He's got Swap Shop next hour. Rib him a little bit, okay? Coming up, Fox News, local news, Cowboy State news coming your way on News Talk 930 KROE Sheridan.
See, me and the boys, we don't like it. So we're getting up and going down. Hiding low, looking right to left. If you see us coming, I think it's best. We move away, do you hear what I say? From under my